Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Look, I know we all love Snoop Dogg, right? And I know he's a legend, but he's not making much sense on that tune. Bikini, I've only just listened to it properly. Bikini, zucchinis. Is zucchini American for courgette?
Yeah.
So he's going bikinis, courgettes. Doesn't make any sense, Snoop.
Well, it doesn't if we say bikini courgette, but bikini zucchini, that works.
Just because it rhymes. I don't understand what's that got to do with California girls, and I don't
know. Maybe
understand
he's in
it.
Like one of those massive supermarkets where they sell everything, including like swimwear next to the veg. You know, those really big ones that I've been going to?
Yeah, we can get clothes as well.
Quite often next to the veg.
Good. Anyway, hope you're right this afternoon. Thank you to Greg for his official sounding, official chart update. You alright, Becky?
Yes. I've just eaten a spicy sausage and it's blown my head off. Remind me never to do it again.
She's like, I really shouldn't have done that. Oh God.
You know when you really need a glass of milk?
Yeah.
Especially as I was off on Monday with a bad stomach. What am I doing?
Well done to you.
The one that doesn't speak is fanning me gently.
You have got a bit of a sweat on. There's a couple of beads.
I know, I'm having a tropical moment.
Do you want to turn the heating down a bit?
Yes,
that'd
please.
Be fine. Whoa, look
it's
at that.
It's not going to help the inside of my mouth, is it?
No, but you might start...
I might just stick my tongue out like a dog.
Wow, I've never seen that before. That's incredible.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people think your resistance to meat may have been higher, and you get a meat sweat after one sausage.
A lot of people are wondering why you've got the heating on in June. When you said I'll turn the heating down.
I mean,
did you mean air conditioning?
I meant the air conditioning.
You're like those...
Do you want me to turn the heating down?
The men that turn the heating up.
I am not. What are you trying to say?
You know, to make you take your cardigan off.
You can keep your clothes on. I'm absolutely fine with that.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like my nan, you've got a blanket over your legs. Are you having a lovely time?
I'm having a lovely time. I don't know where I am, but I'm having a lovely time. Pixie Lot coming up, and you meet at 6. It's sunny pretty much everywhere today. Everyone's in a pretty good mood, I think. Something very uncomfortable happened to me last night.
Oh, no, what was that?
I booked a taxi in the evening because I was going out. And you know how they ring you when your car is outside sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
So I was downstairs, and my phone was upstairs, so I missed a call from someone. And when I came back to my phone, I kind of... it said missed call. Didn't recognise the number, but they left me a voicemail. So I listened to it, and the message went, do you mind if I do the exact impression of how it went?
Okay. Is it going to frighten me?
It might gross you out a bit.
Okay.
But it's necessary for the story. So the message I'm listening to on my voicemail goes, hello, it's me. Surprise, surprise. I bet you weren't expecting me to call you. I've not seen you for a long time, but I really want to. Give me a call back, honey. Okay, bye. Right? So I texted the number back.
Why? Saying, what? I'm sorry, right. Okay, right. Just one. Why?
I texted going, who is this? Because I didn't know. And then I get a reply back going, well, who is this? Then I get a call from a different number going, and it's the same bloke going, hello, Mr. Mills, your car is here. So then I say, did you just call me on another number? And he's like, yes, I did, I think, by mistake. So then, now I get into the car, and it's the most uncomfortable car journey ever, because it's just me and him in the car, and now he knows that I know what his sexy voice sounds like. And we both know that he just left me a sexy message.
When you got in the car, you're like, hello.
Hello, it's surprise, surprise, it's me, honey. Awful. Radio 1 Podcast. Someone says, please never speak in that voice again. I'm just telling you my taxi driver story. This is what happened when I got a sexy message from him last night.
As you do. But what is worrying me is I've just remembered on your phone, when you ring you, and you obviously divert me quite a lot, it goes...
Don't divert you, I'm busy.
Okay, same. It goes, hello, Scott, leave a message. So he obviously... You haven't got, like, a generic one.
No, I haven't got a welcome to the whatever answer phone.
So he obviously knew he was leaving sexy message for you.
No, he didn't.
He did. Because it would have, like, hello, Scott... Surprise, surprise.
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, because it's not a generic thing. Oh.
Mm.
Anyway, I've never seen him before in my life, honest.
Are you going to be seeing him again?
No. Sure. God, I hope not.
He'll be back on tonight.
It was uncomfortable
Surprise.
Hello. It's me. I think Daniel has really, in Brighton, Daniel's got the wrong end of the stick here, hasn't he?
Mm.
He's like, have you been drinking? You sound slurtastic. No, I'm doing an impression of
that's
the...
That's his sexy voice.
That's my sexy voice impression, not my sexy voice.
How does your sexy voice go? Go on, do yours, because otherwise we're always going to think that that one's yours.
Do you know what? I don't have a sexy voice.
You do. You just said it. You just said that wasn't
That was me doing an impression of last night's sexy voice. I nearly said sexy voice taxi driver. I'm not saying that the taxi driver's got a sexy voice. This is what he was going. Hello, it's me. Surprise, surprise.
Was it hot on the phone, Ad 2 Stone?
No. No. I don't want to talk about it anymore, and I don't want it to ever happen again. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, we had an email from a guy called Mark. Do you want to read it out, Becky?
Okay. He says, subject, last night's EastEnders. Just get straight to the point. Did you hear Big Mo fart in last night's EastEnders? She had a lunchtime curry in the argy bargy and had to be helped up off her chair and let one slip. Regards, Mark. I love it how his subject of his email is like...
Big Mo fart.
Yeah, but then he just puts regards at the end, like it goes all formal.
All the best.
Just to inform you of Big Mo's fart.
Yeah. Yeah, a few people are saying this. It's the Argy Bargy, the name of the curry house in EastEnders. I've never heard of that before.
No, but then I don't watch EastEnders as much as I used to. Maybe it is.
Well, I like it how now and again they invent like a new place for everyone to go, and when they first do it, everyone goes there for about 2 months and then they forget about it again.
Argy Bargy's quite clever though.
It is good.
Yeah.
So because they've got the laundrette, haven't they? They've got the Vic, obviously, where most things happen.
Mm. Is Ian still on the calf? What's that called now? That has a name change loads, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's still on. And then, but then there was Ian's fish and chip shop. Remember, then everyone was in that when they invented that.
The club, is that still there?
The club, yep. And do you remember when they first invented a tube in Walford? Ages ago, with Sonia off of playing her trumpet outside. That was years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that doesn't speak is saying the Dagmar. What is that? I don't know that on EastEnders.
It's, he used to watch EastEnders a long time ago.
Oh.
And they had like an 80s wine bar in there called the Dagmar for a while.
That should come back. That sounds amazing.
I think actually they should bring it back because it was a good few years ago. He hasn't watched EastEnders since 1972, so it was about then. Anyway, to Big Mo's fart
sexy
from last
voice.
Night. Oh, hi.
From the Argy Bargy.
Did they mean to do this? Listen.
I'll see you outside. Come on, you. Let's go.
And don't take too long next time, gorgeous.
Did they put that in there on purpose?
Play again.
Come on, you. Let's go.
But they've added a sound effect.
It's even better that it's Big Mo.
And again.
I'll see you outside. Come on, you. Let's go.
And don't take too long next time, gorgeous.
Didn't mention it, did she, either? She was like, yeah.
Well, you wouldn't. You just try and...
I think I got away with that one. Podcast. Was Mo talking to her own fart in that clip we just played?
I'll see you outside. Come on, you. Let's go.
And don't take too long next time, gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
That's so wrong. A lot of people on the text say it must have been a real one because no one laughed.
That is true.
I think the opposite, though. I think it was put in afterwards because if you have a fart, then you have to laugh.
Do you?
Yeah.
What?
Wherever
you are?
Like when you pretend that it's not you and you go... You have to then...
Oh, God.
You can't...
See, Dan in Bristol's really pleased. He thought he was the only person that heard Big Mo's blowout. No, you weren't imagining it. And somebody even had an argument with their family while watching it last night going... Mo just farted! And they were like, no, she didn't. She didn't. Well, I can tell you she did. Yeah. There's the evidence right there.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
So every time there's a big football tournament, I get my football guru, Lloyd, involved. He started this when he was 10. He is now 14. He tells me everything I need to know about the World Cup. Without him, I would not be able to have conversations about football at all. Hello, Lloyd.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you? I'm good. How's your day so far?
All right.
Are you in the car park?
I am in the car park.
With your vuvuzela?
With my vuvuzela.
So it was a good one last night.
Yeah, did you enjoy your team winning last night?
I did, actually. My team in the sweepstake.
It was a bit close.
It was close. Brazil 2, North Korea 1.
That's it.
So I shouted, Lambala, twice. And then right near the end, I got to shout, Kim Jong-il.
Well done.
Thank you. So I think I shouted the right things there, didn't I?
Yep.
I'm finding it really helpful that you teach us how to shout goal in all these different languages every day. What have you got today, then?
There's three matches today. Earlier, there was Honduras versus Chile.
Ooh.
And Chile won 1-0.
Okay.
At the moment, it's Spain versus Switzerland.
That's my team in the sweepstake.
Come on, you Swiss.
You're not meant to cheer for them because you've got different teams in the sweepstake. But I don't mind if you want to let me win.
Other things about Switzerland that are great, Lloyd?
They make great cheese.
I was going to say cheese.
Mm-hmm.
The ones with the holes in.
And they have Swiss knives.
Oh, yeah, they do, with, like, corkscrews on them and stuff, and
useful
nail clippers.
For cutting cheese.
Yeah.
That's why we heart Switzerland. What?
Cut your nails. You can pick your toes and cut your nails. And then eat the cheese.
Does the Swiss Army really need those on their knives, do you think? Corkscrew.
And toenail clippers.
Well groomed.
Always essential in the battlefield.
My tip is not to cut cheese with them after you've used them to cut your nails.
Oh. That's the sort of thing dads do, isn't it?
Yeah.
With
Well, it'll be fine.
It adds flavour.
So, come on, you Swiss, for Becky. Tonight's then?
Tonight is South Africa versus Uruguay.
Okay.
It's the big match of the day.
South Africa being the hosts, of course.
Of course, yeah. Have you got your vuvuzela yet, Scott?
No. I actually went into the pound shop yesterday to try and find one.
You're not going to get one for a pound.
He told me to go to the pound shop.
There's one in the office, but it's been used by one of the bosses, and I'm not sure how much... They catch quite a bit of...
Spittle.
I think so, yeah. I wouldn't advise to use that one.
Lloyd, you told me you could get them in pound shops. But they had, like, World Cup balloons, they had World Cup posters, they had everything apart from vuvuzelas.
Did you buy anything else?
No.
Well, why not?
Because I was holding out for the vuvuzela. I got a pound. I don't spend any more.
You know, the cheaper way of getting it, I found an amazing thing. There's actually a website which will just play the noise of the vuvuzela the whole time. Just constantly. You know, like that radio station that just used to play bird noise?
Yeah.
Now there's one that just does vuvuzela the whole time. Listen, do we just try it?
Oh. And that's quite good, because you're not blowing yourself. Other people are blowing for you.
Yeah.
Really good.
And you can just, as long as you want.
So is that just continuously happening all the time? That's brilliant.
I managed about 5 minutes earlier.
It sounds
and
like
then
a
I had to stop. It does.
We should do that for an Oh What's Occurring. How long can someone bear to hear that noise for before they crack?
You can get ones for your phone now as well.
I'm going to do that instead, I think. So tell me about this match tonight then, Lloyd.
Well, some facts about Uruguay are that they won the first ever World Cup.
Did they?
Yeah.
And will they win it this year?
No.
Was that just a fluke the first time?
Yeah, fluke. Pure luck.
So what do I need to shout for tonight?
Well, if South Africa score tonight, you've got to shout Bufana Bufana.
Which is?
It means the boys, the boys. It's the nickname for the South African team.
Bufana Bufana.
Yeah.
Means the boys, the boys.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no problem with shouting that at all.
No.
And what about if Uruguay score?
If Uruguay score, you've got to shout, Hey Macarena!
Hey Macarena!
Which is Uruguayan goal. For goal.
Yeah.
So, Bufana Bufana, if South Africa do it.
Yeah.
And Hey Macarena!
Hey Macarena!
For Uruguay, if they score.
So you're going to go to the pub tonight and just be shouting, boys, boys!
if they...
Every time they score.
Yeah.
Love it.
Hang on, Scott.
Yes.
Have you got me a theme tune yet?
Oh, you want the Bee Gees, don't you?
Yeah.
Which one's your favourite Bee Gees? Do you like Jive Talking or Saturday Night Fever?
I think it's Staying Alive.
Staying Alive, okay.
Yeah.
Right, so if we can get the Bee Gees to do a special kind of Lloyd version of Staying Alive in time for tomorrow's show, that's what you want?
That'll be perfect. Because I've only just got over Barry White being dead.
Sorry to break it to you like that.
It was a bit unfair.
I didn't realise you didn't know. All right, well, I'll get on to Barry and the others.
Thank you.
The other, actually. I think there's only two now. Sorry.
What?
Nothing.
Is someone else dead?
Right, I've got to go.
No, hang on. Can I just say happy birthday to my sister today?
Happy birthday, Emily.
Thank you very much.
Have you got your Vuvuzela?
I have, and there's a lot of people around.
Excellent news. Go on, then, do your work.
Okay, hang on.
Oh, my God.
That's awful. Hang on, I'll do it again.
If you were South African, can I just say you'd be rubbish, because there's no way you keep that for 90 minutes.
No.
Okay, good, Lloyd. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll be in the pub tonight shouting, Bufana, Bufana. The boys, the boys. See you later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was just asking the question, I wonder where Orson are now? Because we've not heard from them for, what, 3 years? And then Becky went, and I didn't actually hear what you said. You went, blah, 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 don't even start me. What problem have you got with Orson? What beef have you got? Do share.
Have I not talked about this before?
No.
Oh, 1 year when I was doing the signing tent at Big Weekend.
Where people can queue up and get stuff signed by DJs and artists.
Yeah, I wasn't signing. I was like...
Organising.
Yeah, so I was basically in charge of pens, which I love. Mm. Pens and photo cards.
You love stationery.
I do love stationery.
It's a perfect job for you.
It's amazing. I love sorting out the stationery cupboard. Anyway, Orson came to sign autographs back in the day when people wanted their autographs. I have no love lost between me and Orson. And basically, they came in and they all needed a wee. So they just decided to
go... So weed on your face?
But no, they didn't do that. It would just be wrong.
Well, that would cause annoyance to me.
And they've made it look not that bad. But rubbish. No, they all weed against the side of my tent. And I was like, don't do that against my tent, Orson.
They weed on the signing tent?
Yeah.
I never knew this.
They did, all of them, all in one go. It was like one big caterpillar. You know, like when the marathon and people are running as caterpillars.
Did they all cross wheeze?
I don't know, I didn't want to look. But it's hard to tell them off when you... Because they should have been embarrassed of me, but you know sometimes when...
Wow.
Actually, I was embarrassed at looking at them. And wow. Then they touched my pens and they didn't wash their hands. And then I had to get new pens.
I never knew there was so much of a problem with Orson. I never knew that.
I don't like them, so where are they now? I don't care. Probably weird up against someone else's tent.
Yeah.
Hello, if you're listening.
Hello.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
Charlie and Skipson's been on. Exceptional music today, Mills. Cheers. Okay, it is time for Oh, What's Occurring? Penultimate one of the week, and here is our reigning champion, Sabina. Hello.
Hi.
So many people on my Twitter saying that you should get your own show.
Oh, that'd be funny.
It would. It would just be you giggling and talking about flowers and stuff.
It'd be lovely.
What have you been doing today?
Not much. I went to the gym and I ate peach crumble. I had lunch.
That sounds so nice.
Peach crumble?
That's yummy.
I've never had that in my life.
It's like apple crumble, but with peaches.
Obviously, yeah. I kind of gathered that much, Sabina, to be honest.
I was contemplating having crumble for my breakfast this morning.
No, you can't do that.
Why? It's basically just oats
fruit.
And fruit.
Right.
It's no different to muesli.
Did I tell you that when I was in America last year, I had apple pie and cream at 8 a.m?
Oh, so good.
I think it's allowed when you're on holiday. Sabina, how was Germany's Next Top Model final, by the way? We never asked you.
Oh, it was okay, but my favourite didn't win.
Oh, who was that?
Well, my favourite was kicked out for the episode before the final.
How annoying.
Which is a shame, yeah.
Why? What was her name, the one that got kicked out?
The one that was kicked out was called Louisa, and the one who won was called Aliza.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So it was all right, was it?
Yeah, it was okay.
Who are the judges on Germany's Next Top Model?
There's Heidi Klum, and because she's a German model.
Yeah.
And there's two other guys. There's a photographer called Christian Schiller, and there's this other guy called Q.
Q?
Yeah, just Q. It's a bit odd.
Is he a secret agent?
A secret agent? Maybe.
Okay, you know our World Cup party on Friday?
Yeah.
Do you want to come?
Okay, I'm not really into football very much.
What, and like I am? And I'm hosting it. No, not that I don't care. I love the World Cup very much, but I don't normally care about football.
Okay.
So, you're in if you want to.
Cool. That'd be cool.
You don't sound keen.
I don't mind. You can give me the details later.
It's going to be good, Sabine, I promise.
Cool.
We've got the baseballs playing and everything.
Oh, yes, I've heard about them.
Yeah.
They're German.
You'll be able to speak to them and everything.
Yes. Brilliant. And everyone wants to meet you because you've been a bit of a legend on our show last week.
Yeah.
Or so. Okay, let's play today's Oh, What's Occurring right now.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one, we had Matt Morrison, Mr. Schuster, Will Schuster, of Glee on the show yesterday. A lot of people said he was a good bloke. However, he was extremely mean to me.
Huh.
Hmm.
Hmm.
It's a simple question for your first Oh situation today. In the interview with Shu, how many times did he call me Moonface?
Oh, Becky can go fast.
How?
Seven.
I'm going to say five.
Becky, seven moon faces. Sabina, five moon faces. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's that cheeky Mr. Shu on our show yesterday.
Moon face.
You see? I'm upset.
Well, you got a moon face and then your smile makes it like a crescent moon face.
That's it, yeah.
Come on, moon face, get back on the subject.
Thank you! And when you stay in...
Have you been on one Moonface?
No, I haven't, actually. Thank you very much, Matthew, for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. It felt like more. There were six moon faces in there.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, no. What happens now?
God. You can have a point each.
Oh.
How's that?
Thank you.
Also, can I just say, my moon face isn't as moony as it was, is it?
It's not as full, no. It's more crescent now.
It used to be proper full-on full moon.
Waning? Is that the technical term for when your moon face goes down? Or is it waxing? I can't remember.
Waning?
Yeah. Which one is it?
It's gone down considerably anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh! What's the kidding?
And now for a new game, it's Real Street Name... Or not. Are you excited about this, Sabina?
Yeah, sounds good.
Do you love a road name as much as I do?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is you are going to hear the name of a street or road. You tell me if this street actually exists somewhere or if we've completely made it up, all right? It's street name or not. So if you think it's real road name, you say street name. If not, you say not, okay?
If they're real, are you going to tell us whereabouts in the country they are so we can go and have our picture taken by the sign?
Blatantly, yes,
yes.
I am. Yes. All right, I do have to say something before we start this up, and that is that some people from the office called Mel and Will have read out the street names here, and they're not going to get a job doing the voiceover on X Factor anytime soon.
That's a bit harsh.
That's all I'll say. And they just sound bored. They could have put a little bit more oomph into it, but they really didn't. Anyway, so let's...
Mel works on Chris Moyles' show, and she's probably really tired by the time she got round to recording.
Don't make excuses. She could have put more into it. Anyway, here's the game.
Oh!
It's Real Street Name or not? Here's your first one. Is this real? Or is it a made-up road...
Fanny Hands Lane.
Again.
Fanny Hands Lane.
It's Fanny Hands Lane. Sabina.
Not.
Real.
Yes, Becky, it's real.
Yes, where is it? That in the West Country.
No, it's in Lincolnshire. Sorry, I can't be more specific. Quite big, Lincolnshire, as well. So there we are. Becky gets the point. Next one.
Chubby Court.
Poor Mel, she wasn't having a good day, was she?
Chubby Court.
Chubby Court, real or made up? Sabina?
Real.
Fake.
Becky gets another point. Chubby Court was made up. Is this a real street name or not?
Runt's Corner.
Becky?
Made up.
Sabina?
I'm going to say real.
Runt's Corner is made up. Okay, next one.
Turkey Cock Lane.
She was almost laughing on that one.
Real or made up?
Oh, that one's fake.
I'll say it's real then.
Turkey Cock Lane.
Is real and is in South London. Next one.
Ha Ha Road.
That's
Ha Ha Road.
Ha Ha Road.
Made up.
Sabina.
Can I say made up too or not?
Yeah.
Okay, I say made up.
You're both wrong, it's real.
Oh.
And it's in Essex. So there. Next one, real street name or not?
Crotch Crescent.
That's made up.
Sabina?
I say real.
Crotch Crescent.
Crotch Crescent is real.
You can't live in Crotch Crescent.
Why not?
I hope that's an industrial estate. I bet we'll get people living there.
I'll get people now texting in saying they live in Crotch Crescent and they're very happy there.
And
actually,
they won't really live there, will they?
Yes. And the final one.
Titty Ho Road.
Titty Ho Road.
No. Can you imagine if you're meeting at the pizza place? Hello. Yes, two Hawaiians, please. Yes, it's three Titty Ho Road.
Titty Ho Road.
Real or made up, Sabina?
I would say real.
Becky?
I'm saying made up. But if you do live at 3 Titty Ho Road, you've now got two Hawaiians coming, so fantastic.
Let us know if you want garlic bread.
That's made up for your rubbish address, isn't it?
Well, I can tell you that Titty Ho Road is 100% real and is in Northamptonshire. Well, that was fun, wasn't it? Pretty good. But Becky got way more points than you today, Sabina.
Yeah.
But weirdly, you still win.
What? How does that work?
How?
Because the public love you, darling.
Are you sure? I was thinking I've been on quite a lot and I should let someone else have a go.
No, I don't think that's right.
Are you getting bored, Sabina?
No, of course not.
Have you got better things to do at this time on of an evening?
I'm just sure people aren't getting fed up with me.
No, they love it.
Oh, OK. Before I go, you have to say hello to my friend Kim, please.
Well, I don't have to, technically.
Oh, please, please.
Hi, Kim.
Yay.
Thank you.
Anything special that we had to say to Kim apart from hi, or...?
No, that's all, because she's listening.
Oh, OK. So we'll speak to you tomorrow, then.
Okay.
It's weird how I just waived the rules of the game for you, but I'm just...
It is in the terms and conditions, isn't it?
I can do what I want.
Much to my annoyance.
True say.
I spend all this time revising and then...
Yeah, everyone's saying, keep Sabina on. So you're on tomorrow if you've got nothing better to do about 5:20.
Alrighty.
Love you.
Bye.
Oh, what's the curry?
Podcast. Now, here's the thing. My flatmate, the comedian, was saying the other day that he has heard from several different people, and I want to know whether this is true. He thinks that if you turn up at Alton Towers with a gnome, off of a garden gnome, they let you in for free.
No.
Well, no, that's what I said.
That is rubbish.
So he's like, just find out for me, Mr. M, Dr. M.
So
Doctor
that's,
M, is that what he calls you at home?
Yeah, it's gone from Mr. to Doctor, because I am actual Doctor. Show some respect.
Right. I find that slightly odd. Do you wear like a medical gown and everything?
No, but I am a doctor. Remember, I got that...
Do you wear your like graduation outfit?
No, I had to give it back. But I am an actual doctor because I've got a certificate and everything. I graduated, didn't I, earlier in the year? Last year, actually.
This can't be true. Why would you... Okay. First off, it's not... I don't think it's true. And secondly, how on earth did the first person that did it find this out?
I don't know.
Why would you just suddenly randomly take a gnome to Alton Towers?
Now, if you are planning to go to Alton Towers over the next couple of days, I'm pretty much sure, 99% sure, that this will not work. So do not be nicking any garden gnomes and taking them along and trying to get free admission, because it won't work.
Do you remember when you had all those gnomes outside your house?
Yeah.
You'd have been able to get you and your whole family in.
I would have been able to get loads of, like, the whole Radio 1 office in. This is a while ago when someone, it was a bit weird, decided to put gnomes outside my house to the point where there was about 40 outside. It was just freaking me out. It was like some kind of horror film. And every time I'd arrive home from Radio 1, every day there'd be like 2-3 added to the collection. Bit freaky. Gnomes are generally freaky.
Do they have little placards saying, take me to the theme park?
No, but it was obviously someone that, you know, they knew I lived there and was just putting them there. Really weird. Anyway, where's the Vuvuzelas, someone says. We can't play them for the rest of the show. But let us know, if you've ever taken a gnome to Alton Towers and got in with it, or if you are from Alton Towers, maybe you work there, could you please tell me where the hell he might have got this from? Because I have no idea.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Well, it seems the gnome is pretty powerful, or it was once at Alton Towers in 2005 when they had some kind of gnome promotion which allowed you to get in free if you had a gnome. It's not still working now, I don't think.
No, it was only for 1 month.
Amy, Charlotte... and another Charlotte and Frances have been on going, oh, brilliant. Well, we're just leaving Alton Towers. You could have told us this yesterday. We didn't see any gnomes, though, with people. Look, it's a long time ago. It won't work now, all right? However, we're just thinking, let's say you're in a restaurant or something. Oh, God, I forgot my wallet. Will you accept this gnome as payment, all right?
I love the way you forgot to bring your cash card, but you remembered your gnome.
Yeah, they're quite bulky, aren't they?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.